This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is our history doctor, Bill Smith. Bill, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
It's election season. It's always election season, it seems, but we're really ramping up to the 2012 election season, and already I've heard people from both sides of the aisle say this, my friends, is the most important election of our lives. I think I hear that every 4 years.
Indeed, you do. In the course of the nation's history under the Constitution, we've had some 40-odd presidents and a few more elections because you have presidents that become reelected. Mm-hmm. And the first was the only one that was nonpartisan, as George Washington was the near unanimous choice of the electors. But even in his reelection, there was the start of this concern about the course of the nation that happens every 4 years. Perhaps it is the best expression of the American state of permanent political presentism. Every 4 years are indeed the most critical election in the history of our nation, and our continued existence hangs in the balance.
And I do not mean to belittle anyone who is unemployed or concerned about the environment or the economy or world security. Certainly, there are always important issues. But is there any way to gauge what is or isn't the most important election?
Well, I think this is one of the great tricks of American history. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
The simple fact is, in some ways, the politicos are correct. You're not going to tell what's going to happen during the next cycle. It may or may not make for the greatest election moment ever. And I think that is another thing that sort of makes this interesting in an academic sense is we ramp up for these great elections. We think that it's going to have some impact. And then if nothing happens, you do scratch your head later when you look back at it. But one does have to wonder if this could be the end of the world, if a woman who can't tell the difference between Elvis's birthday and the anniversary of his death could be president, you know, that might be a moment of import.
Well, there are, you know, you go back to 1860, the nation's splitting apart. That's an important election.
Yes.
You go back to just before World War I or during the Great Depression. Those are important elections.
Well, certainly there are election years where the events that lead into it have heightened the stakes from simply personal ambitions of the parties or the politicians involved to clearly monumental moments. You said 1860, 1916, 1932, 1968, mm-hmm. 1976 coming out of Watergate. But many times the average noise level of the election cycle is going to be enough to just keep everybody frothed up and think that this is the most important one of all. You know, you mentioned it at the outset, you know, the economy, the situations in global economy could be setting up for 2012 to be one of those events that we look back on later and say, yes, that truly was one of those elections. Then again, it might go completely different.
But then there is at least a possibility, a speculation of truth every 4 years that this could be the most important.
Well, let's consider 1928.
Okay.
A year that we did not even, you know, pass in that. Why? Because in 1928, the nation was at the peak of the Roaring Twenties. We didn't realize it at the time that the peak had actually passed mm-hmm. a few years before. But things were going good. America was nearing an economic catastrophe of true historic proportions. And the general electorate, the political class, most of the nation, had no real inkling of the significance of their choice at hand. There had been two earlier elections in that decade, Warren G. Harding's in 1920, when the country was clearly seeking change. They just wanted a different president, and that's the way it goes when you come out of a war. And then Calvin Coolidge, who clearly just wanted to keep the status quo. So this is the great mystery of history and American politics. While we can sense that this is obviously going to be an important election for current, present tense events that have us interested in it, we really don't know what's going to happen over the horizon that may or may not make the choice of this president significant.
Are there examples of when it didn't seem like America was on the edge of disaster and someone gets elected and everything goes along smoothly?
Well, you know, re-elections tend to be that way. When nothing really happened to challenge the victor, Clinton in 96, Ronald Reagan in 84, come to mind in the 20th century, Ulysses S. Grant's re-election in the 19th, and, you know, Millard Fillmore and Warren G. Harding are pretty clear examples that you can say of. We could argue in their election year that this was a momentous moment, but nothing much happened to challenge them in their presidencies. Therefore, they didn't prove to be the most important election of our time when taken in retrospect. You know, either Adams, you could make that argument for, John or John Quincy, and Martin Van Buren as well.
What happened in those elections with those presidents?
I love some of the things that, you know, you sort of can dig up when you're looking back. The rhetoric that's involved in these. One of my favorites is during our third election when Benjamin Franklin Bosch, that's been somewhat Tory's son, proclaimed, "Would to God you have retired to a private station 4 years ago. If ever a nation was debauched by a man, the American nation was debauched by Washington."
Whoa. Okay.
You would think that, of course, if John Adams was elected, that this would then lead to end of days. And, you know, when you know, Washington was some sort of antichrist, and anybody that follows him is going to send us right down the historical crapper. And that obviously didn't come to pass.
If I think any political advisor worth his salt said, you know what, ease up on the Washington bashing. That's not a clear way to get to the White House.
That is not going
to
get you there. And, you know, here is another example, and not so much a catastrophic example, because here's how we usually think of those. You know, you look back at 28 and say, well, look what happened in Herbert Hoover's administration. Wow, maybe the choice should have been different, or he wasn't up to that challenge. Sometimes it's a positive challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the election of 1800.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that one in the past, mm-hmm. and how Thomas Jefferson, somewhat clearly the pick there, but what if it had been Burr in that infamous contested Electoral College event? Well, who would have predicted that 3 years into Thomas Jefferson's presidency that he would have been visited with the opportunity and profound constitutional challenge of Napoleon's offer of the Louisiana Purchase?
Controversial at its time.
Absolutely. So you really can't see all the challenges that lie ahead for a president in an election. So in some ways, I'm going to circle back around and say, one never knows if this really is the most important election in American history.
And until that most important election in American history,
we're history.